Boss, so shall be him out. Suppose 6 hours elapsed. 6 hours elapsed. But he still feels, he knows that he still has qualms between the teeth. Is he allowed to eat cholov or not? Korale haposok et emabishinei. In other words, if he feels that he has qualms of posok between his teeth, then he's not allowed to eat milk in spite of the fact that 6 hours elapsed. That's the pshat according to Rashi's pshat. If Rashi doesn't say it, but the Torah explains it that way. Now, according to the Rambam pshat, that the whole purpose of 6 hours is, the whole purpose of 6 hours is that the bosol is bina shinai. So after six hours, it's mutter. Why? Because after 6 hours, but suppose the bosol is still bina shinai. After 6 hours, why is it mutter? The answer is, according to the Rambam, if it's after 6 hours, so even the bosol that happens to stay between the teeth is already mukom, is digested already. I mean, we use the term, we normally apply the term digested in regard to something that is digested in the stomach. But here the Rishonim apply the term mukom in regard to something that is digested by the teeth itself. So in other words, after 6 hours, it doesn't have a chalishem bosol. It doesn't have a chalishem boso, even though there are qualms of meat. Because those qualms of meat, after they stay between the teeth for 6 hours, are already mucal, they are already digested. They change. You don't have a chalishem boso anymore after they stay for 6 hours between the teeth. So the Torah says that there is a dafkimine between the Rashi's pshat and the Rambam pshat. According to Rashi's pshat, that the purpose of 6 hours is only, because the tam boso is nimshach in the mouth. So after 6 hours, it's muta because there is no tam boso. So it's only muta if he doesn't know that he has qualms of meat between the teeth. But suppose he knows that he has qualms of meat between his teeth, so even after 6 hours he's also, because of Apostle Yedem Shanai, so Pshat Mimora according to Rashi Pshat, is even though Rashi doesn't spell it out. But the two says, the Pshat Mimora was in Shanai and Shanayim, so over there it was more than 6 hours, as long as there is Apostle Yedem Shanayim, so then it is also. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, the whole purpose of 6 hours is only because there is Bosov in Hashinayim. So Mele, we have to say that when Gemara says Bosov in Hashinayim, that means within the 6 hours. But so then it's Bosov in Hashinayim, then it's still the Bosov, then it's the Bosov is intact. But after 6 hours, then it's not a puzzle. It was changed already. It is something else. It was already miukom. This is another word. So the Torah says that according to the Rambam's pshat, so after 6 hours, you are muter to eat milk, even if you know that you have still problems with Hashem. Now the Torah says, listen to this. Ochel bosa, roishne behim acharimim, voyechol bino acho, עד שמי שקשתי או שמזמנסו לסבן כי רצו לסייר שהוא בוב שוייס. In other words, you can see from that you can reduce the practice of the people בזמן חזל, because the Rambam בזמן חזל, so people were accustomed to have three meals that was only on Shabbos. I mean, you don't have three meals on any other day. So, and even on Shabbos, I mean, so you do have to do it. So one meal is Friday night, you see. So, and then you have 2 meals. So, but any other day, so it wasn't customary to eat more than 2 meals. So, the Rambam explains, Suda Acheres means the usual time that intervenes between one, the Sunnah Shahris and the Sunnah Sauris, Sunnah Sabekir and Sunnah Sa'erif. Now, so that doesn't mean that the Sunnah Sa'erif had to be eaten dafk at night, let's say in the summer days, when the day is long. So the night begins, let's say, at 9 o'clock, and in the winter days, so the night begins at 4 o'clock. But the Sunnah Sa'erif supper was, in other words, there was no lunch, there was only breakfast, and there was supper. So there was an interval of 6 hours between the Sunnah Sabekir and the Sunnah Sa'erif. Shemizman, Achiyishe Keshiro Shemizman, Sunnah Sabekir and Sunnah Sa'erif. Shu Bof Shoetz, Vafilu Im Shor Keshiro, Im Yesh Bin Bosov Ben Hashenayim, Tzorech Vasir, Vasir, Uvisei Chazman, Afilu Eim Bosov, Ben Hashenayim, Oseh, לפי שהבוסו מייצי שומן ומשך טעם עצמנו ולפי זה הטעם. In other words, so here now he explains the shita of Rashi, but he explains the shita of Rashi, but he assumes the shita of the Rambam in regard of Misuda Misuda, not the shita of Teitzves Misuda Misuda. So he says that according to Rashi, that the reasons why we need 6 hours is because of the time of Bosov is Mamshir. So he says, if he has crumbs of meat between the teeth, so even after 6 hours, he's not allowed to eat milk. But we say, Hazman, I feel it. And before the 6 hours are all elapsed, אפילו אם בוסו בן השנאי מוסה, לפי שהבוסו מייצי שום מנומי של טעם הזמן האהוב, ופי זה הטעם, כל מתורה של סתם, אם לא יוכל אלו שלא עשו מתיני, he just chewed the bosso to break it up into smaller parts. For a child, it's all around him, the chim שלו יוכל, and he makes it up. והרמב״ם לא סנטם לשיר משום בוסו של בן השנאים. ופתבור, ואחר ששור משיעו, מותר אפילו מי שהבוסו בן השנאים. ועלו הסליטים איק צורך להמתין. ועלו הסליטים ולכז בחומרי ביסייטיימי. So the tour assumes that according to the Rambam, so if 6 hours elapse, so then he's allowed to eat cholov, even if he knows that he has clumps of meat between the teeth, according to Rambam. The Prichodosh is chelik ha'litur. And the Prichodosh says that according to the pshat of the Rambam, that the purpose of 6 hours is because of the boss of the Nashinayim. So then it only means Minastam. Minastam. So Minastam, if 6 hours didn't elapse, so we say that there is still some combs left. Mashenke, if 6 hours elapse, and he's not aware of any combs between the teeth, so then we presume that there are no crumbs. But if he knows that there are crumbs, so even according to the Rambam Shite, even after 6 hours, it's also to lack of cholov. In other words, if the chodosh is chelik,
ויחו בין האחוב השני שכשיר שמזמן שהוא סבי כרצו זה היה שהוא בוב שואץ זה רמב המשפשע ואפילו אם שואו כשיר אם יש בוסו בין השיניים צורך להסיר now but even if we accept the רמב המשפשע that יסוד יסוד means 6 hours so there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashi what the time for the 6 hours is. So the time, so im yesh bosov min hashinayim tzorech lasir, uvisei chazman afilu ein bosov min hashinayim osah, mivisha bosov meitzi shumen umeishach tam hazmano. That is Rashi's tam. The reason as to why we have to wait for the other sude is because it's meishach hazmano. It's meishach hazmano. So, in the course of 6 hours, so the time,
the tam boso will disappear, will fade away. Ufize hatam imoyochle yavushaloa so itinei kitor lahamti bichim shaloyochle yedmeitzi tam. So if he didn't eat, he just chewed for a child. So mele, there is no lasting tam boso in his mouth. So mele, he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. The Rambam doesn't have the shiem shim boso shim nashinai. So according to Rashi, that Rashi says that the time of the 6 hours is because the time of the 6 hours is because of the time aboso that is nimshachner in his mouth. So when the Gemara says boso b'shino gmaru, and the Gemara mentions the pasuk in Bala Yisro haboso itenu b'nashinah b'shineihem, so that means after 6 hours, if the boso is still b'shineihem, so it's also Mashein came according to the Rambam that the whole time of the 6 hours is because of the boso shinashinai. So when the Gemara says boso b'shineihem, so it means only if it's within 6 hours, but after 6 hours not. This is what he says. The Rambam doesn't tell this year, Mishim Bosa Shina Shnai, Ufidvor Blacha Shesho Kishio, Muta, Apilu Nisha, Bosa Bina Shnai, Vealei Slitinaik, Tzorch Lehamti. So he says, Vitei Vecha is Bichum Lebe Satayim. Bichum Lebe Satayim. Now, so the Torah says that according to the Rambam, that the whole purpose of 6 hours is because of the boso of Nashinai, so that means after 6 hours, even if he knows that he has crumbs, meat crumbs, ben shino, so it's still muta. It's still muta. So we have to say that the pshat in haboso idenu ben shineihem is, in other words, if it's within 6 hours, but after 6 hours it's already miuko, so it doesn't even have a chalishem boso. It doesn't even have a chalishem boso. This is what the Torah says according to the Rambam Shite. And the Mili also says that according to the Rambam Shite, that the purpose of the 6 hours is because of the boso of Nashinai. So the Mili, after 6 hours, even if he knows that he has boso b'nashinai, so it's muta. The prichodosh is chelik. So the prichodosh is chelik on the Torah, because the Torah says it in the Rambam, and the prichodosh says that according to the Rambam, too. So if he knows that he has boso b'nashinai, so even after the six hours, so it is osa. It is osa. And but minastam. So then we say that until 6 hours, so he has to anticipate that some meat crumbs still remain. But after 6 hours, if he's not aware of any meat crumbs, so he takes it for granted that there are no meat crumbs, because usually the meat crumbs in the course of 6 hours disappear. But if he knows that he has 6 hours, that he has meat crumbs between the teeth, the Prichodosh says, even according to the Rambam's pshat, so he's still awesome. He's still awesome. All right. Ochel gvino, now the Torah says, Ochel gvino, muta lechil achon boson yat, uvilbad she yayin yodov, shelehei shum dobo, להגבינו נדבק בהן לפיכוך אם אולי לו שניוכל העין איסום היטב צורך לרחצום וביין אין צורך. Now this is the Gemara דווקא דלת, because the Gemara says there תונאג לחומד רבה ואיפה גבינו נחול עם הפיקורת, that means indiscriminately הפקדיק הוא תונא לו והוא אומר לו ולא יניצל הסידיים ולא יקינו החפה. Rabbi Yitzchok Braid Rabbi Shashi Yikol Ravashi, Eisler Grino Ochal, Eisler Bis Ochal, the Moshi Yodei, he didn't wash his hands. Omole, Votona Agra Homet Rababe, Epo Grino Homet Apikuren, Epo Grino A, Bosso Grino Loi, Omalu. So how did Rabbi Yitzchok, Braid Rabbi Shashi, eat Bosso after Grino without washing his hands? As his hands. So, Omalu, when do we say that only Eifu Grino, but Bosol Grino not, that it's night when you cannot see? Masheike. So the Mele, by Bosol Grino, yes, Becheshish, maybe some grease of the meat remained. So, he's not allowed to eat without washing his hands. Avo Bimome. I will be more behochazin. In other words, maybe some grease of the cheese remains. So he's not allowed to eat a psar behemo after the cheese, but at night. Mashenke, a chicken after the cheese, he's allowed. He doesn't have to be chesish. Mashenke, even in the daytime, so then he's allowed to eat a meat after cheese without washing his hands, because he can just take a look, and if he sees that he doesn't have any grease of cheese on his hand, so he's allowed. So that's the model. So this is what the Torah says. Ochel gvino mutalech lachem bosom yad. Mutalech achav bosom yad. Uvruvati yayin. So it doesn't require any nitilas yadayim. Uvil vachi ayin yodov shele yishum dovar hanak vino nivad men. Lifi chochim ulai lo sheine yochilai neisom heitev tzorich lirachatom. Uviyem bein tzorich. So it's gemorah mefureshes viyem bein tzorich. It's gemorah mefureshes. Ve'arav peretz kosav yesh lirachatom av viyem. Lifi shepoomim shag vino shmeino v'nitpekes bilichluchis Hayodayim, Vilavadayim. So Arab Rapera says that even B.A. So if he ate cheese before he eats meat, he has to wash his hands. But he takes a look at his hands, he sees that there is no grease of cheese on his hand. So he couldn't tell, because sometimes there is mild grease, minute grease, sticking to his hands, and by just looking at it, he will not notice it. So Mimele, he should wash his hands. But it's more than for Rashi, to the contrary. Rabbi Yitzchok, Babreid Rabbi Mishar Shie, so we equal Rabbi Ravashi. So Ochal do Moshe Yodei, Ochal Moshe Yodei. So Rabbi Neperetz will say, well, Rabbi Yitzchok, Babreid Rabbi Mishar Shie, was such a Zohar, so alert, so he could rely on his observation of his own hands, that whether there is grease or not. Mashenki, the average person, I mean, and today, we are not so alert, and we are not so zohir. So mainly we cannot rely on our observation, because sometimes there might be minute spotlets of grease, of grino, on the hands, and when you look at it, you don't notice it. But Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mishalshe was more alert than we. So you could say that Rabbi Peretz is just saying it b'derech chumre. In other words, that we should not consider ourselves so alert to be the madrige of Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mishalshe. But mitzaladi, whatever is true of Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mishalshe is true of every other person. You could say that. And there are some who say that in connection with Rabbi Peretz, that it's only with Eras Chumre. But even though you could say it in connection with Rabbi Peretz, but you couldn't say it in connection with the Rambam. Now, the Rambam, the Rambam says, Rambam says in the textbook of Machos HaSuez, Halocha Chavov, Mi she'ochal gvino yecholo, chilo muta lechil achol bosa miyat, v'itzorich she'yadiach yodov, v'yikaneach pi, that's the Gemara, the Machbisham and Misilel, that kinuach v'yadochne. So then the Gemara right after that, Daf Kofei says, El Bisham Eim Li Mikaneach Vuadin Madiach, U Bisil Eim Li Madiach Vuadin Li Mikaneach. Maro Machode, O Maro Machode, Veloi Pliye. Now, so, all the Rishayim except the Rashbo, they say that Madiach Vuadin Li Mikaneach doesn't mean either or. Either Madiach or Mikaneach. It means both. Madiach Li Hoadin, that it has to be coupled with Kinuach. It means both. The Rashbo in Tiras Abayis is the only one who says that the Pshat in Madiach v'Yuadin in Kaneach is either Madiach or Mikaneach. But all the other Rishayim, except for the Rashbo, they all say that Madiach v'Yuadin Kaneach means both. Hadoche and Kinuach. Hadoche and Kinuach. But most Rishayim say that true, that it both are required, Kinuach and Madiach, but both Kinuach and Yidiyah Madiach have reference to the mouth, to the pen. Kinuach means, well, there is no doubt what Kinuach means. Kinuach means he has to chew on something. He has to chew on something, let's say, dates. And Madiach means he has to rinse his mouth with a certain mashkin. So both, so according to most Rishayim, Matiach and Mikaneach, while both are required, but they both relate to the pen. In other words, Kinuach means he has to chew something, and Matiach means that he has to rinse his mouth. The Rambam and the Ram, they say Kinuach means has reference to the mouth. In other words, he has to chew on something. And what Matiach means, Hadoch HaShidai. So that means Nitil HaShidai. So then the question arises, so it's the same thing that the Gemara mentioned before. The Gemara mentioned before that Eifu Gvino Necholim Bafikura Beloi Nitilas Yadayim Uvloi Kinuach Ape. So only Eifu Gvino, but Gvino Upsar Behimo, so requires Nitilas Yadayim. Requires Nitilas Yadayim. So according to the Pshat of Moshe Rishayim, that Hadoche Madiach means Madiach Pi. So it has nothing to do with the Gemara here that Eifu Gvino Nechol Beloi Nitilas Yadayim, but Behemo Gvino it requires Nitilas Yadayim because according to Moshe Rishayim, so the Gemara before has reference to Nitilas Yadayim, and here Hadoche means Hadoche Aspe. Mashayim can according to the Rambam and the Ram that Hadoche here, that Bishama and Bisilel mentioned, means Hadoches Yodayim, so it's the same thing. Now, so then it follows that when the Gemara says Bisilel Emre Madiach, what does it mean, Madiach? Nitilas Yodayim. So when is it required to make Madiach? Nitilas Yodayim. Balayro. But B.A., there is no necessity of Madiach. Only Mikaneach. Because the Gemara says in so many words. So the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction between Lailo and Yei. The Rambam says in Perek Tes Milchas Macholes Asuras Aloch Echavov Misho Chalvino Yecholov Tchilo Mutalechi Lachov Posa Miyad Vitzorich Sheyadiach Yodov Vikaneach Pi. That's the memory of Bisila. Mikaneach Madiach Umkaneach. So Yadiach Yodov and both Yadiach Yodov Vikaneach Pi Vinagvino Vinaboso. ובאמה מקנח פיו, בפרס ובפרן של אייסון, ובילון ופילטון, ובכל מקנחי נספה, חוץ מתמרים, ממרים ויקמח וירוקיס, שאיננו מקנחי יופי. באמה דבורם אמורים, בבשר בהמו יחיו נאו, אקורדינג, צו, באמה דבורם אמורים, בבשר בהמו יחיו. It's not words. So when does the Rambam mention Hadoche and Kinuach? Hadoche means Nitilas Yadayim. But he mentions it in connection with Misha Ochel Gvino Yecholov. And then he wants to eat Bosom. So, in case he ate Bosom first, so then he has to wait 6 hours. And what's the purpose of the 6 hours? In order to remove the clumps of meat between the teeth. But if he ate gvina first, so then the clones of gvina do not stick to the teeth as much as the clones of meat. So he can remove the clones of gvina, of challah. So simply through kinuach. Now, hadoche, according to the Rambam, means hadochas yodayim. That's not for the purpose of removing the clumps between the teeth. You see, if we say that hadoche means hadochas pi, so then both are for the purpose of removing the clumps between the teeth. Putting the clumps between the teeth. But if hadoche means hadochas yodov, so the purpose of the hadochas yodov is to remove the grease from his hands. Not to remove the crumbs from the teeth. So he says. So mishochel gvino yichol of tchilo muta leechel achol posam yad vitzoyer sheyadiach yodov viyikaleach piv v'nagvino v'naposam ubame mikaleach piv. ויפז ומפירי של ראי אסון ובירו ובפילטון, ובכל מכאן לכם מספח חוץ מתמורים, ויקם אחר ירוק, כי שאיני לו מכאן חיובי, ועמד דבר ממורי, ובוסו בהימו יחיו, אבל אם אוכל בשרי, אחר שאוכל להגבין לו יחלוב, אין לי צורך לא יקינו החפה, ולא יניטיל השדאי. So, but if he ate psareiv achar she'ochel agvino. So in other words, that's the Gemara of Agre, because the Gemara of Agre says eifu gvino necholim afikuran v'hu tonel levu amalo v'loi nitilas yodayim uv'loi kinu achape uv'loi kinu achape. So the Arishenim say that it means v'loi nitilas yodayim uv'loi kinu achape even if he eats the gvino after day. Even if he eats the gvino after the eat. But the Rambam Shiti is no. If Agre has reference to the case where he eats the eif after the gvino, even though he uses the lashon Agre, he uses the lashon eif u gvino, so because from that taste is deduced, that the gvino can be eaten after the eif without nitila sedayim and kinu achape. So that is thesis pshat. But the Rambam says no, that if gvino nechomim afikuron means only if the gvino is eaten first and then the eif. So he says so then it is muter. Pamet dvar mamurim b'psar behem orechayim avol imochal psarim. אחר שאוכל הגבינו היה חולוב, איני צורך, לא יקינו החפה, ולא יניטיל השדיים. Now, what is the difference? So according to Teisves, the Teisves says, that when Agra says, איפה גבינו נחולים ואפיקורו, so it means, even if the גבינו is eaten after day, so why is that more lenient than the eating? Then, why is that more lenient? Because Psari b'cholov is only midrabon. So the main lechachomim were not geizer. But according to the Rambam, so it is only muter, even psari, even in connection with psari, only if he eats the gvino first and then the psari. Not if he eats the psari first and then the gvino. Now, so the question is, why does the Rambam say, "Mamet v'al mamurim b'psar behim o yichayim"? Psar behim o yichayim. So b'ishrei psar behim o yemestem, because psar behim o b'cholom is midraise. So there are more gzeres, but chayim is also midrabon. So the Ram says in explaining the Shitas Rambam that the reason is why psar chayim is the same deal as psar behemo, that you couldn't eat a psar chayo after gvino without kinuach and nitilas yadayim, whereas you could eat a psar eiv after gvino without kinuach and mitilas yadayim is because, so the Ran says, because psar behim, psachayo looks like psar behim. So maybe the Chachomim didn't want to distinguish between psar behim and psachayo and psar behim. Mashayim ki psarim doesn't look the same. Teitzves, now Teitzves shitim is that when the Gemara says Eifu Gvino is necholim afikuron, so it means eat that you can eat, b'loi nitlas edayim, b'loi kinach hapeh. Gvino after the eighth, why? So Teitzves mentions two times. One time is because Psarim b'cholo is mirabon. So b'meile the Chachomim won't have the taser to eat even Gvino after Psarim without kinuach and it was a time. Inasmuch as only Rabbanon, even the Rabbish with only Rabbanon, so the Chachomim won easier. And Teisa says, because Agve held that Psarim b'cholov, even the Rabbish with only Rabbanon. But then Teisa says, we do not pass like Agve, because we pass that Psarim b'cholov is the rice. That's Teisa Shite, that we pass Psarim b'cholov is the rice. Then Teisa mentions another time, the reason as to why Agre is matir to eat Gvino after Reif without Nitila Sedayim and Kinua Chapeh is not because Psarim B'cholov is B'Rabbanon, but Mishum Deif Eni Nidbak B'Yodayim Uvshinayim V'Chanich. Eif Eni Nidbak B'Yodayim Uvshinayim V'Chanich. So this is the reason as to why it's mutter to eat Gvino after Psar. Alright, now. So the Rambam says, Bamedwa Amurim Psar Behemo Uichayo. Avoli Mochal. Psarim Achashochala Gvino Yacholo. And it's only Chloikinu Achate, Beloy Nitrasidai. But, so this is the Shinas Rambam, that when Agre is matter to eat Psarim Eifu Gvino Bafikuren without Kinuach and Nitrasidai. So it's only to eat the eif after the gvino, but not to eat the gvino after the eif. But most Rishayim, they say that Agre is matir. Agre is matir even to eat gvino after eif. Why? So that to time. Either because Psarim B'cholov is on the Rabbanon, or because Psarif is not nidbak b'nashinayim achirich. Alright, now let's see the Torah. So what does he say? So he says, Ochal Gvino muta leachil achov boso miyat uvilvad she yayin yodo shel yishum domo me'agvino nidbak mehe lifichoch imulaylo shel yochil ayin eiso meiti tzorich levachtso uviyemin tzor. So why? Because according to most Rishonim, so Rechitze is not even mentioned by the Shaman Bisilel. And Rechitze is mentioned in the Gemara in Agre, so Gemara of Agre, and that's only Balaylo. But by Yehim, so he can just take notice that his hands are not greasy. So Mele, so then it is Muter. But Kinuach, but Dalochi, but Kinuach is required. Now, then he says, Tzorich lekaneach pif uladich. So in other words, ochel gvino mutalech lachov bosa miyad. So what does it mean miyad? He doesn't have to wait any number of hours. Not like ochel bosa, so he has to wait 6 hours. But ochel gvino, he doesn't have to wait. In terms of hours, he doesn't have to wait anything. But he has to wash his hands if it's at night, if in the daytime. So if he takes notice that his hands are not greased with gvino, so then he doesn't even have to wash his hands, but he certainly has to be mekaneach piv. Vekaneach piv yof. Uladich. Why? Because the two doesn't agree with the Shitas Rambam and the Ram that madiach means hadochas yadayim. But he agrees with the Shita of most Rishonim that madiach means madochas piv. So true, in the daytime, there is no need for washing his hands, but there is a need of rinsing his mouth over and above the kinuach. So he says, even if he ate gvino, So before he eats Bosor after the Gvino, he doesn't have to wait any hours, he can do it immediately, but he has to be Mekadeach Piv and to be Madiach. V'akamiyuk v'akimuach u'sheinu l'ispas v'yikaneyar v'yipiv yoh v'chein v'chol dobo she'yirtze chutz mikamche v'kamre v'yiroke לפי שהם נדבוקים בחניכים ומכנכים יוח וחכים ידיח פי ביין ובמים ויש נהגים נשכי ספז ביין ובמים ולוח לי ויהיו אלה בשביל כינוח והדוח וייס התאי וייס כל אחד ואחד בבני עצמי. So in other words, many are made to combine the two, the כינוח and the הדוח. In other words, kinuach means you have to eat something, pas, certain peres, that will remove when you chew on something, so that will remove the crumbs between the teeth. And then, but it's also necessary to rinse them out. So many are made to combine the two. In other words, if you soak the pas, the iron, the mind, and then you eat it, so it will do both jobs at once. But why? Because there is a possibility the two anticipate the possibility that if you combine the two, so then it will remove, let's say, from between the crumbs, from between the teeth, but they might remain in the mouth. So it's better first, in other words, first to make the kinuach and then to make the Adoch, rinse them out. Alright, now anyway, now we don't do that. Now, we are accustomed to eat meat after Gvino, we don't wait any 6 hours, and we don't even resort to Kinuach. I mean, did you ever hear of anyone biting and pass or on certain periods? The answer is, the purpose of the Kinuach and the Adoch is what? Is in order to remove the crumbs min hashinayim and to remove them from the mouth. So if you brush your teeth very well, not if you brush your teeth, I mean the way most people brush your teeth, I don't have to tell you how to brush the teeth, and then it can give you better musar than I am that. So, but if you brush the teeth well, the way the dentist tells you to brush the teeth, so then it will be in lieu of kinuach and adoch. But if you just make a superficial brushing of teeth, then it's not a substitute for kinuach and adoch. So anyway, so that's for the purpose of removing the crumbs between the teeth. All right. Because of Rambam, v'medvor mamurim beichel psar behemo v'chayo achad vino, avol beichel achreo psarei ein tzorich. לוי קינוח ולוי אדוחה ולוי ניטיל ורבינו תם כוסב בשם הלוך הזדילס שמותר לאכל בוסור אחר גבינו מיד בלוי קינוח ואדוחה. Now this שיטה of the רבינו תם and הלוך הזדילס, Thesis mentions that, so that's a big חידש. The רבינו תם and הלוך הזדילס, they say that if you make ginuach v'hadoche, so then you can eat gvino after bosor too. And you don't, of course you don't have to, according to Ramletam, you don't have to wait 6 hours, because Ramletam shite is teisvish, Ramletam shite is that misuda misuda doesn't mean 6 hours, but it means another suda, misalik ha-shulchon and bira birkes ha-mozim. So Ramletam and the halachas dila shite is that when do we say that if you are not misalik ha-shulchon, if you didn't clear the table, and you're not before Birkas HaMozon, you're not allowed to eat Gvino after Bosor, if you didn't make Kinuach V'Adoche. But if you made Kinuach V'Adoche, so then, it's a strange Chiddush. So then, you can eat Gvino after Bosor, even in the same meal, not only Sudachas, even in the same meal. This is what Teisa says in the name of Rav Netam and Aloches Deilis. The Rav Netam before you hear Aloches Deilis, do achel bosor osor achel gvino, hanya lo yitila vikenuach, avon yitila vikenuach shoy. Ochel gvino muta lechel bosor, אבדלוי נטילה מקנוח. אבדלוי נטילה מקנוח. Now this is a very strange chicken, because so then we have to say that when the Gemara said, so when the Gemara said that misude misude, so that is if it was not made, if he didn't make hadochem kinuach, but if he made that on the kinuach, so even the same sude, and according to Tesis, what does it mean misude misude? Another meal. If you clear the table and before because I'm Muslim, so then it's also misude acheres. So then it will follow that according to Tesis and Rabbeinu Tam's shite, so if he clears the table and is mevorbe because I'm Muslim, and then he washes again, so then he is allowed to eat vino after boso without kinuach madochem. Now the question is this: what's the purpose of kinuach madochem? In order to remove the crumbs. So what's the significance of clearing the table and rinsing the mouth and washing the hands? The crumbs between the teeth will not be removed as a result of clearing the table. So that's very strange. Now, Tehillah says, אוכל בינו, ועמתם מפורש של אוכל דילס, דו אוכל בוסור אוסור אוכל בינו, היינו לא ניתו לכנוח, אבל ניתו לכנוח שורת, אוכל בינו מותו לכל בוסור, אבל לא ניתו לכנוח. ומרות מלו מיוכל עצוי אחריתה, היינו בלוי ניתו לכנוח. אינמה, מחמיר על עצמי הויו. So there are two pshat in Tesis. There are two pshat in Tesis. One is, now the question is, so Tesis was bound, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Aruch HaDeles, that if you make kinuach ve'adoche, you are allowed to eat even the same meal without clearing the table, without doing anything. So when does Marukve say that you cannot eat until Surah Heres? So that means if you don't make the nitilah mikenuach, iname machmir al atzmeh. So we have to say in order to understand the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam, so we have to say that the first portion haine b'loi nitilah mikenuach accords with the Shitas HaRambam in regard to Surah Heres. In regard to the Shitas HaRambam in regard to Surah Heres. So Mimele, the Shittas HaRambam is that what does Surah Heres mean? 6 hours. So if you wait 6 hours, then you don't have to make Nitilah Mikenuach. That's mentioned by the Ritva, by the Niri, the Gian, and this Gemara Yechum. Because if you wait 6 hours, so then the crumbs between the teeth, either they become digested, so they don't matter, or even according to the Pri Chodosh, that they don't become digested, but Nastam, we assume that they disappear anyway, by themselves, automatically they disappear. Masha'im came, the second portion thesis, Yiname Machmer Latzmi Hoyo, that means that Marukhne did both. First of all, he made Kinuach and Datoche, and in addition, he refused to eat Gvino in the same meal that he ate meat. That was only a Chomre. But we cannot accept the first Eretz in Tesves, and say that this accords with the Shittas HaTesves, that Tzudach Rite means clearing the table and benching. Because if we say, if the first question Tesves, means you have to clear the table. But if you clear the table, so you have to clear the table, even though you don't make nitula mikenuach. So what's the purpose of clearing the table? Doesn't make sense. After all, the purpose of nitula mikenuach is to remove the crumbs. So what if you clear the table? You don't remove the crumbs by clearing the table and benching. So we must say that the first Eretz in Tesves, does not accord with Tesves Pshat in Surah Rite. But the first portion in Tesves accords with the Rambam's Pshat in Surah Rite. 6 hours. So in other words, so when Marukve Yochla Surah Rite, Hanimoloi Nitilah Bikinuach. So then he waited 6 hours. Masha'im came, Mashenkin, if he makes the Dulemikin Lach, so then he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. Then he says, Inachme Machmir al Atzmi Hoyom. So that accord, the second Loshin, can accord with Teisa Shite. The Tzudachite means clearing the table and benching. So Tzudachite means, so that means that Marukve of course complied with this requirement of making Kinuach and Adoche. But in addition, he was machmer on himself not to eat the same suda anyway, even though he made kinuach. We have to explain cases that way. All right, now. So he says, "V'rabnetam now the two. V'rabnetam kosa b'shiva loches leiros shemuta leichul bosor achadvino miyad b'roi kinuach ve'adochet v'gam gvina achabosor muta miyad elo shetzorich kinuach ve'adochet gvina achabosor." So that if you make kinuach v'adoche, then you can eat according to Rabbanan Halachas Leilos, giving you immediately after bosom in the same meal without clearing the table. Right. V'atein yom yomos al kosav v'noag v'eilom shalu lechon gvino achar bosom afilo achar psarim v'eim lishameis aminek. So in other words, that's not in accordance with Teisa's pshat that when Atra says that gvino nechovim v'apikuren hefkadim, in other words, it's indiscriminate and we do not require nikile and kinuach, so teisa's pshat is, it means that you can eat v'apikuren even the gvino after the eating. No, but it means, as the Rambam explains, Now this has to do with the Gemara. The Gemara that Kubob, Kufay or Mutvay. So the Gemara says, because the Gemara said here, מים רישיינים ואחרים חיימו, הם צויים רישוס. So, נטיל השדיים in the midst of the Sudeh, that's רישוס. So, the Gemara says that קופי ובפייס, הם צויים רישוס, אומר רב נחמד, לא ישונו אלא בין תפשו לתפשו, אבל בין תפשו לגבינו חיימו. So, we have here, Texas mentions here, מחלקת בין רשבן and רב נתן. So, in רב נשמואל, so when does the price say that mayim and tzoyim nitila shedayim in the midst of the suda is only reshus, that is only bintafshel itafshel, but bintafshel itvino, so that nitila shedayim is a chayim, but if you make nitila shedayim in the middle of the Sudeh, so then it's all right to eat bintafshel igvino. So the Rashbam says, the pshat is as follows. Lo yishono bintafshel itafshel, and Rabbi Shmuel Lemayim, Rabbi Shneim Shal Bosom, or Shneim Shal Gvino. In other words, when is Nitila Sedayim in the middle of the Sudeh, a reshus, it's a neutral act, it's not obligatory. That is only if he wants to eat one tafshel of Bosom after another tafshel of Bosom. So if he wants to wash his hands, fine. If he doesn't want to wash his hands, No. By the way, we could say, so why does it, what is the price to tell us? What kind of Achilles? No, we could say, since Nitilas Yadayim before Achilles, and Nitilas Yadayim after Achilles, are based upon the Asmachte of his Kaddishtem, the Yisem Kaddishim, and that's Nikius. So maybe, Midrabonon, Machmas Nikius, we are Mechuyev to wash our hands between one Tavshil of Boso and another Tavshil of Boso. Between one Tavshil of Gvino and another Tavshil of Gvino, Machmas cleanliness, maybe the Chachomim won't be Saki. So the Paisa tells us, no, the Chachomim won't be Saki. Mayim Umtsoyim, between one tafshil of boso and another tafshil of boso, if he wants, fine. If he doesn't want, also fine. It's rishus. So Rabbi Rav Shmuel, the Ma'ariv is shneim shel boso, or shneim shel gvino. Avo b'tafshil shel boso v'gvino shel pono, chayvo. So the Rashbam says, what does it mean? Avo b'tafshil v'gvino chayvo. So the Pashtus Aloshi indicates b'tafshil v'gvino, it means that first he ate the tafshil of boso, and then he wants to eat vino. So it is a chaybo to wash his hands. But the Rashbam says it's impossible to explain it that way, even though, and superficially, on the surface, this appears to be the meaning of the expression of a tafshil with vino, chaybo, that if he ate a tafshil shoboso first, and then he wants to eat vino, so he has to wash his hands. But if he washes his hands, he's allowed to eat vino after boso. How could that be? The Rashbam says he has to wait. Another Sude, I mean, whether it's Sude Achite or it means 6 hours, but he certainly cannot eat in the same Sude, Gvino, after the Tafshil of Boso, after the Tafshil of Boso. So, Memele, the Rashbam is forced to say that Avum Tafshil of Boso with Gvino doesn't mean that if the Gvino follows the Tafshil of Boso, so then he has to wash his hands. Avum Tafshil of Boso with Gvino shall follow him. If the Tafshil Shel Boso follows the Gvino, so then it's a chayv to wash his hands. So he doesn't have to wait 6 hours, because he ate the Gvino first. But he has to wash his hands. Why? Because if he doesn't wash his hands, so then the grease, his hands might be greased with Gvino, and then when he eats the Tafshil Shel Boso, so the Tafshil Shel Boso will be mixed with the grease of the Gvino. So it's also, that's why he has to wash his hands. Avo Gvino Shel Acho, Loikom Ad Afilu Mitzvah Shedayim Oso Lechil, Atzud Acheres, Kidikom Al Yil, Ochel Boso Oso Lechil Gvino. So he has to wait for another Sude, whatever another Sude means. Vimir Al Rabbetam. That's the Rashbam Shit. So the Rashbam is a Machna, but the Rabbetam is a Meik. Really, Rabbi Tam, the Bintafshim with Vino Mash for Tafshim Trilo. The Pashtus Aloshim of Bintafshim with Vino Chebo to wash his hands, but he can eat it in the same meal, so indicates that he doesn't, that he is allowed by washing his hands, he can eat Vino after the Tafshim Shoboso, but after the Tafshim Shoboso, he has to wait for another Sude. But whatever another Sude means, so Rabbi Tam deduces from this Gemara a big Chiddush. When do you have to wait for another Sude? That is, if you wait Boso Mamesh, meat itself, then you have to wait for to another Sude. Mashem came if you ate only Tafshil of Boso, a Tafshil of Boso, not meat itself, so then you don't have to wait for another Sude. V'nir Ramta. Tafshul Gvino Mash V'Tafshul Tchilo Kit Komalil Kami Yishe V'Boso L'Gvino V'Liklu U'Po R'Bo Marav Chizvach U'Boso Shalach L'Gvino El Kami Yishe V'Gvino L'Boso V'Oi B'Tafshul V'Tafshul B'Shneim Shal Boso Shal Gvino Lomo Yish Lo Yiklu Chlal. So why does the price even have to tell us? U'Mforash Rav Netam Di B'Tafshul V'Tafshul Hayim B'Tafshul U'Boso V'Tafshul Shal Gvino D'Chid Dein Aboso B'Gvino Be'en V'Lekel Tam Lo Yechmiru She'Yechevo Liklu Yodo B'Tayim. והנה יום ראשון, רבי תם איזה מייקר, מה זה? רבי תם איזה מייקר, רבי תם שתהייס, that בתפשיל, תפשיל, is רשוץ means, even בתפשיל של בוס, או בתפשיל של גבינו, even if he ate first in the same meal, a תפשיל של בוס, so, and he wants to eat a תפשיל of גבינו, he's allowed to eat it. He doesn't have to wait 6 hours. He doesn't have to clear the table. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to be mikande yachespiv. He doesn't have to do anything. All he has to do, he doesn't even have to wash his hands. Nothing. So one is allowed to come to Ramatam. One is allowed to eat the tapshul of vino immediately after, in the same meal. Immediately after tapshul of basal. He doesn't have to do anything. Not wait 6 hours, not clear the table, not make it a chladoche, not even to wash it. Because the tapshul is not so greasy. I mean, the tapshul is not so greasy, even though, I mean, I would say, if Ramatam didn't say it, I mean, I would say that the tapshul could be just as greasy as the basal itself. As the basal itself, if not, sometimes even more. But anyway, this is what Ramatam says. So he says, "Umforish Ramatam in tapshul, 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 basal, tapshul, from vino. Dichim din habasal vagvino ben, vileke letam, lo yachmiru sheyechimu mitul yonot bintayu, vein yelo nishus. Avo din tapshul di basal vigvino, shak vino ben. But if he ate in tapshul of basal, and if he wants, so in tapshul of basal, and then he wants to eat vino, so then, before he eats the gvino ben, after the tapshul of basal, he has to wash his hands. But that's all. So in other words, so Ramatam is a big maker, and the Rashbam is a machna. So most Rishonim agree with the shita of Ramatam, not with the shita of the Rashbam. And the Tur and the Mechaber, they all pass like Ramatam, not like the Rashbam. So he says, "Bamer dvorim amurim kishayich la'basal v'gvino ba'atzmo." אבל אם יאכל תפשול של בוסו, הוא תלך לאכול תפשול של וינו, ואפילו הנטיל למיניהם, אינו אלו אישו. So if he eats the tapshul of basal, so he can immediately in the same meal eat the tapshul of vino. And he's not required to do anything at all. Avu in bo lech lak vino ba'atzmei, achar ha-tapshul of basal, o ya basal ba'atzmei, achar ha-tapshul, אחר התפשיל, או יגבינו, חייבו הוא ליטל יום. חייבו הוא ליטל יום. Why? Why is that מוחמו? Now here, we don't make a difference as far as the חייבו. To wash the hands, so we don't distinguish between the eating of the גבינו עצמו after the תפשיל של בוסו, or eating the בוסו עצמו after the תפשיל של גבינו. We don't make a distinction. So, the fact that a gvino ben or boso ben is eaten after the tafshil of the other kind, of the other meat, so that requires nitila sedayim. Why? Because if you eat a tafshil of boso after tafshil of gvino, or a tafshil of gvino after tafshil of boso, so what kind of a mixture could there be? Suppose there is grease. He doesn't wash his hands, so anyway, there might be grease, and it means even at night, because according to all the Rishonim, except Rabbi Peretz and the Rambam, so in the daytime, all he has to do is just to take a look at his hands, and he doesn't have to wash. So when you say here that it's reshus, he doesn't have to wash his hands between the tafshul of basal and the tafshul of vino, it means even at night, because in the daytime, according to most Rishonim, so you don't have to wash your hands, even after gvino itself, you don't have to wash the hands. Not only after the tafshul of gvino, you don't have to wash your hands. So it has reference to a case where he eats it at night and there is no light in the house. So then it's very likely that there is grease on his hands. There is grease on his hands. Then when he eats a tafshul of gvino, after the tafshul of basal at night, when he cannot even make a good observation, so it's very likely that there will be a mixture, a commingling of the grease of the tafshil of basal and the grease of the tafshil of vino. Still, we don't care. We say reshus according to Ramatam's pshat. Why? Because after all, I mean, there is no chashash of the rice anyway. So even to eat basal and vino, mamish to make a sandwich of basal and vino. So it only involves an Israel Rabbanon as long as the two are not cooked together. So the mele, the Chachomi didn't tasa the commingling of grease of the tafshil of basal and the grease of the tafshil of vino. After all, a tafshil of basal only has the tam of basal. What is tafshil of basal? Tafshil of basal doesn't mean that if you have chont and the chont you put in meat, that's posal itself. But tapshil of posal means that there is only the tam of posal in the tapshil. That's what tapshil of posal. What does tapshil of grillo mean? Tapshil of grillo doesn't mean, let's say, like cheesecake. Cheesecake, so that's cheese itself. It means something else that has the tam of cheese. So memele, the chachomi, in view of the fact that with the right say it's mutter to eat even a mixture of boso mamesh and grino mamesh, but with rabbonu nitzoseh, so the chachomim didn't offer a commixture of something that of grease, of something that has a tam, grease of something that's a tam of boso, and grease of something that's a tam of fall. So we may lay even at night, according to Rabbi Tam. Ochel tafshos shel boso, so is muta leachel tafshos shel vino. Mashein kei, if he wants to eat, let's say, he wants to eat a kvino after tafshos shel boso, or boso after tafshir, boso ben after tafshos shel vino, so then there'll be a mixture, not of grease of the tam of cholom and a grease of tam of kosov, but there will be a mixture of the be'er of cholom with the grease of the tam of kosov. Then the chachamim did answer. So mele, he has to wash his hands. This is the. And the two and the mechaber you see, so they all passed like Rabbi Tam, not like Rashba. Now let's see the mechaber. Ochel boso afilu shel chayovei lo yeichu b'nachol ad sheyishe shirishoy v'afilu yimsho kishiro im yish boso bin ashinayi tzorich la'asirei. Why? Because as the Torah says, we have to bechishish for both shittes, for the Rambam's pshat and Rashi's pshat. So, if you have some nashrayim, so what's here? Vali is lekimik, so lamti. So we have to be chesish for both forms. Now, so im yesh b'afilu shor kishir, im yesh b'osav nashinayim, so tzorich lasirei, tzorich lasirei. Why? According to the Torah, so that is because we are chesish for the shita of Rash, for Rashi's pshat. That the reason, the purpose of 6 hours is to remove, to eliminate the tam of the pif. So the melee, when the Gemara says boso the mishneiem, aboso the mishneiem, it means it left us 6 hours. Mashiach can call to the Rambam that the purpose of 6 hours is to remove the clumps from between the teeth. So the melee, what the Torah says, that when the Gemara says aboso the mishneiem, it means within 6 hours, not after 6 hours. So when he says the mechaber va'afirusho kishiro im yesh boso bin hashinayim tzorich la'asirei, it is because we are chishish for Rashi's explanation of the purpose of 6 hours. Because according to the Rambam's explanation, he wouldn't have to be meisir. Then he says ve'aleis la'aleis le'tinik tzorich ve'amtin. That's because we are chishish for the Rambam's explanation. Now, why don't we say ksil b'chishach yelich? And here it's in connection with the Rabbanon. The answer is ksil b'chishach yelich is only shayer when there is a tarta disaster. When there is a tarta disaster, when one excludes the other, but when one does not exclude the other, so then it's not shayer to say ksil b'chishach yelich. V'imotzar ha'kach boso shel bein ha'shinayim u'mesirei u'zorich la'adiach piv kedem she'yechal grim. So he says, suppose, in other words, so the Ritvo and the Meiri, they both say in that sugya that even though there is a requirement of making kinuach and adochas piv, in case a person wants to eat boso after grino, so, but when he wants to eat grino after boso, if he already waited 6 hours, then he doesn't have to be mekaneach espiv. He doesn't have to be madiach espiv. Because he waited 6 hours. He waited 6 hours. So this the Ritva says in the Miri. So the Ramo says, that is only stop. If he is not aware of any crumbs in between his teeth. So then, after waiting 6 hours, so he can take it for granted that all the crumbs disappeared in the course of 6 hours. Mashein Kein, if he knows that there are some crumbs of meat sticking between the teeth. So then, the Mechaber just said that even though it's already after 6 hours, he's not allowed to eat any grino without removing the crumbs. So then, even if he removes the crumbs, so he still has to be Madiach Hespid. He still has to be Madiach Hespid. Kirib Sheyechotir. V'yeshemri, deim tzrichel hamtin sheyshoiz, rak miyab im silei kubira berkis amosni mutel di kinoach ladoch. That's the same thing. V'yaminak aposhul bim dineseilu, lehamtin achar achilas aposho, sho achas, ve'echlin achakar gvinu. Mio, צריכים לבורר גם כן ברכס המוזן אחר הפוסו דיוס אחר בכיסוד האחרס ומותר לאחר לדבר המקים אבו בלוי ברכס המוזן למען המתנשו והכים בנתנשו כן ברכס המוזן יחד כך so far there are more pastons like this it's not like the Rambam that סוד האחרס doesn't mean 6 hours סוד האחרס means clearing the table and bench but he mentions a chumre over the both days of Shidei of Sudachas. In other words, according to this, you don't have to wait even 1 hour. You don't have to wait even one hour. So he mentions a chumre. In other words, that you wait 1 hour. Now the question is, where did the Ramo get this 1 hour? It's Monefshech. Either he's Cheshes for the Shidas Rambam, the Sudachas in 6 hours, oh, he's not Cheshis for Shidas Rambam. So Suda Acheres means clearing the table and benching. So why 1 hour? So 1 hour is just a chumre. I mean, the Ramo wasn't a chumak, just to mention chumres. So what's the mokeh for that 1 hour? So the Gro mentions Isaiah Parsha Mishpot. The chumam yochi, hay michle, kichode, oy bishay kichode. Oy bisudose chod. So in other words, so it's mentioned chayte chod. 1 hour. 1 hour. So that's the mokeh for the 1 hour. But of course, this zeya can be combined with teisa shite. It cannot be combined with Rambam shite. Because after Rambam should begin in the Gemara, we have to wait 6 hours. So what's the significance of 1 hour? But it can be combined with Teisa Shite. Because according to Teisa Shite, Suda Achrite means clearing the table and benching and washing again. So maybe this could be combined with the Zeya, Parsha Mishpatim, that 1 hour at least should elapse. Because no person will wash for another meal immediately as he finished one, unless he's one. So, but otherwise, not all. If he has a special purpose, let's say Shabbos Erev Pesach, you know, you have to eat two sudes, so we'll do that. But a reasonable person who is not gluttonous will not wash for another meal within an hour of the conclusion of the first meal. So Memele, since the Gemara mentions Sudachares, so it's possible to say that even according to Teisa's Pshat, that as soon as he cleared the table and the bench, so it's already Sudachares, so it's only 1 hour elapsed as of the conclusion of the first meal. So then he still has to bench and clear the table. Sometimes you finish eating and you just sit at the table and you talk. And an hour elapsed already. So even though an hour already elapsed from the time that you finished eating, you still have to clear the table. Mashein came if even an hour didn't elapse. So then the fact that you clear the table and you benched and you washed again, it's not called, it's not considered to the hands. So, in other words, so that Zeya could be combined with Teisa Shite, but it could not be combined with Rambam's. Alright. So, Vaminaka Poshet Bidin Seilu, Lehamkin, Acharachim, Zaposo, Shoachas, ואיכוי נחכה כך גבינו, מי הוא צריכי לבורר גם כן ברכס המוזה אחר הבוסו. דירו זה הרבה כסוד האחרס, דימות הלא יכול להיות דירו הרגילי, אבל דירוי ברכס המוזה נמחן לעמת נשו, והנחיל כנין כנשו, כנין ברכס המוזה אינו יחד. נאו, דרמו מנשית, נאו, that if that they צריך להמתין שי שויץ רק מיד עם סילק ופיר הברכס המוזה מותר על נקלוח בדוחת. So that's why they say she did when uncoupled with the זיהר in פרש המשפט. So then when the Ramo mentions, you see, so the Ramo really mentions two shittes, and then again So then the Ramo mentions really two shittes. So one shitte is the biggest school, the Teisa shitte. All we have to do is just to clear the table and bench. That's all. Then he mentions another shitte, which is a chumre on top of Teisa shitte, but it's also based on Teisa shitte. That consists of coupling the Zeya Parsha Mishpotim of Shoter Shor Chode with Teisa shitte. So, but when Ramo mentioned that first takes the shita by itself, uncoupled with the Zeyar in Parsha Mishpotim, so he said, "V'yeshem rivin tzrich lehamtin sheishoyis rak miyad im silei kumpir lebrekes amozein mutar li kenuach v'adochi." But only if it is coupled with kenuach v'adochi. Mashen ken if it's not coupled with kenuach v'adochi, so then you're not allowed to eat Gvino immediately after clearing the table and benching for the meal of Bosel. If not, I mean, and that is very reasonable, because how, after all, what's the purpose? There is a requirement of Kiluach Badoche in connection with someone who wants to eat Bosel after Gvino. So what's the purpose? To remove the crumbs. Now, so even when you clear the table and you bench, but the crumbs are not removed as a result from clearing the table. So the main thing of a poshut, that even according to tastes, that all you have to suda acheres means clearing the table and benching and washing again, but kinuach, it does not eliminate the requirement of kinuach madoche, you know, because without that, so the crumbs between the teeth will not be removed. So eating gvino after boso could not be more lenient than eating bosar after gvino. So even in connection with someone who wants to eat bosar after gvino, he has to make kinuach madoche for the purpose of removing the crumbs between the teeth. Allah has kama v'chamo, when he wants to eat gvino after boso, so he certainly, even though he clears the table, he still has to make kinuach madoche. So this is not a portion. It couldn't even be argued to the contrary. But then take the Rambam mentions another shit, which is a chumre on top of tesis, and the chumre consists of coupling the zeya parsha mishpotim with tesis pshat in the gemara of Suda Acheres. So here the Rambam doesn't mention al dekinuach v'adoche. He doesn't say. So he says. פעמין הקפושת מנזלו להמתין אחר אכילס הבוסו שואחס ואיכו נחקר גבינו. מי הוא צריך לבוא גם כברכס המוזין אחר הבוסו? How about כנוח ודוחה? So the tashit is that just as in the case, just as in the case of one who relies on tesish and is not precious for the zeya. So he still has to make kinuach v'adoche. So if someone is cheshish for the zeya, all right. So he waits in 1 hour, but he still has to make kinuach v'adoche too. The shach says no, and from the washing of the Ramo, it's mashma like the shach, not like the taz, because the Ramo mentioned in the first washing where he requires only silka shulchan birkas hamozen, he mentions al dekinuach v'adoche. And when he mentioned the other shite, that over the both silka shulchan and birkas hamozen, so he has to wait 1 hour, he doesn't mention kinuach v'adoche. So pashas avoshin of the Ramo is mashma v'adoshach, but the taz is good. Now what's why, what is the reason of the Shach? The answer is, it goes without saying, and that is mentioned by the Ritva in the Mir in Chum, that according to the Shita that you have to wait 6 hours, so then you certainly don't have to make in Lachmat Boche. Why? Because if there is an interval of 6 hours, so then the clumps disappear by themselves. Without Kim Lachmat Boche, they disappear. So, the Shach holds, even if you wait 1 hour, so also the crumbs will remove by themselves. Will remove by themselves. Okay, all right. Now. All right. We bought your post of Inchino Aharasho, so we nakhil asirin. Because that was mentioned in connection with one who waited 6 hours. So has come on the hammer. If one waits only 1 hour, so he certainly has to, if he finds out that he has crumbs between his feet, so he has to be made silicone. V'yeshemrim, v'eili vorech, birkas ha-mosei, al minas lechel vin. In other words, because Sotensis emphasizes that Birkas HaMozen is required. Why is Birkas HaMozen required? Because if he's not involved in Birkas HaMozen, so it's still considered the first Sudeh. The Sudeh wasn't concluded yet. So there are some who say that even if he makes Birkas HaMozen, but if the purpose of the Birkas HaMozen is in order to eat Gvino immediately afterwards, then it's not considered a second suit. In other words, when do we say that if he cleared a table and he benched, then he can wash again? It was a new decision by him. In other words, he first ate meat. He first ate meat. And then he benched. And he didn't have intentions to eat Gvino immediately afterwards. After he benched, he decided, after all, I can eat cheese. Why shouldn't I eat cheese? So then, it's considered the second suit. Masha'ikein, if he deliberately benches, in order to make it into the second suit, he makes this arome, then it's not considered. Then it's not considered a second suit. In other words, that the Yeshemim doesn't like tricks. Avo, enizorim vazeh. V'yeish nidagdikim. So he says that there are many Jews who do resort to this trick, to this device. And the Taz is masik and ramo as to why he's so tolerant to those who are not mizavazeh. He says, so what if they are not mizavazeh? So they are nature kedim. In other words, the Taz assumes that if someone deliberately benches in order to be able to eat cheese, so then the benching does not conclude the Sudeh. Alright. But the Ramo holds no. It's not because the Ramo he acquiesces in tricks. The Ramo doesn't acquiesce in tricks. Tricks is anyone who resorts to all devices of Shtam Mechires and all kinds of things is only deceiving himself. He's not deceiving the Torah. There is no heter. There is no heter, you know, of Ishtam Mechire, if the Ishtam Mechire is not genuine. Of course, Ishtam Mechire is alright if it is genuine. But if it's not genuine, so there is no heter whatsoever. But Ramo says here, Abu Inzovim Mosei, as I said last time, because the Ramo holds that it's not the Birkas HaMozei that consummates the meal. And if, let's say, it hadn't been the practice of Jews to bench after a meal, then Taisus wouldn't require Birkas HaMozei. But why does Taisus say that if he doesn't bench, even though he cleared the table, so he's not allowed to eat Gvino? Because in view of the fact that the Jew always benches, so the melee, if someone, let's say, ate in meal, and even if many hours elapsed, but if he didn't make a bench,
it still is considered a hemshech of the suit. Because it has to be nikar that it finishes the suit. And if it didn't, so if he benched, then it's manifest, it's apparent that he finished the suit. But if he didn't bench, and it is his practice to bench all the time, so mainly it's not apparent that he finished the suit. And if it's not manifest that he finished the suit, so then it's considered still in the midst of the suit. In the midst of the Sudeh. So melee. So that's the reason as to why Birkas HaMozen is required. Because without Birkas HaMozen it's not manifest. But so melee the Rambam says, if he is before Birkas HaMozen, even though he doesn't derech harome, the only reason as to why he benched is because he wants to wash again. But everybody, it's manifest already that he finished the Sudeh. So as long as it is manifest that he finished the Sudeh, so maybe it's considered already another thing. Alright. V'yesh v'dag dekin lehamtin sheishoyitz achar achilas boso v'gvino. So that's already the third chumre, the Rambam shittin. I mean, the psak of the mechaber. V'chein nochilas. But the Ramor is not mechayev when you want to wait 6 hours. He only says v'chein nochilas. And the time of the Ramor, Jews were not so zoyed at it. But later, in the later years, so Jews became very zoyah in waiting 6 hours. Ochal vino mutalech lachal posom yad, uvilvach liyayin yodov, shel yishum dolo mead vino nidvan meh. Vimu bilaylo shel yochil ayin lisom heitev, tzorich lirach. So ochal vino so mutalech lachal posom yad, uvilvach liyayin yodov, shel yishum dolo mead vino nidvan meh. V'im hu b'laylo sheni yochilay neisom heitev tzorich l'racht v'tzorich l'kamech piv v'ladichem v'akimu achu sheyileis paz v'ikamei arbei piv yoch v'chein b'chol dobo sheyirtz chutz mikimche v'tam v'yirokim v'ifi shein b'bokim v'chanichim v'ein mikamche yoch v'hakach yadliach piv v'mayim v'biyay v'amed v'on amurim des l'pshat v'adoche according to most v'sheinim except the Rambam and the Ram. והכך ירוויח פי במים יין, עמד דבור אמורים בבשר ואימא וחיו. אב הוא מתבולך עם בשרי, אך הגבינו אין צורך לא יקינוח ולא יתירה. So that is in accordance with the Rambam, that when Agra says that Eiv Gvino Nechal Bavikur and Hefkali indiscriminately, he does not mean Gvino Acharei, Vestesis explains it, but it means Eifach Agvino. So there it's Muter. Avol in Bolech, Psar Eifach Agvino, Eini Tzorich, Loi Ginuach, Loi Nitile, V'yesh Machmirin, Afim Biposo, Ach Agvino. So they are some who are Machmir, even in the case of Bosor Ach Agvino. Now, so in other words, what's that cheating? That cheating is a big hunger. So in other words, now, it was mentioned that when you eat, if you want to eat, bosor after grino, you don't have to wait at all. You can eat it in the same sitting. So there is a cheating of a Mordechai that even bosor after grino, you have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours. Now, but that applies only to hard cheeses. And I don't know whether the American hard cheeses come within that category. Because the hard cheeses, let's say, that were made years ago, so they were much more kosher than the hard cheeses of today. ויש מחמירים אפילו בוסר אך אגבינו וכן להגיד שכל אגבינו שכל שאגבינו כושר אליך לנחרו אפילו בשרי כמו יגבינו אך הבוסר כמו יגבינו אך הבוסר. Maybe the Swiss cheese is harder than the American cheese, so it comes within that category, but I don't think that the American cheese would come within this category.
What is that? Tazmit
in
6 months.
Oh, I can see that when I learn the Taz. ויש מכירו ואין למחיס רק שיעשו כנוח והדוחה ונטיל השדיים מיותר להפגיע. But
the Ramon he says Teilach. Ochal tafshil shol boso muta leachil achov tafshil shol glino. Vantilo b'neiyem einu el gishus. Who she can use it? She can come to town. Now, Abu in Bo Leachil Agvino Atzmo, Acha Tafshil Shol Boso, Oya Boso Ratzvi Acha Tafshil Shol Glino, Chivon Ito Yoro. So, the two, and the Mechaba, they both pass like Avneta. They both pass like Avneta. Now, then Rabo says, V'yeish Matzvichin Nitil. V'yeish Matzvichin Nitil. So, what did he say? Ochal Tafshil Shol Boso, Muta Leachil Acho, Tafshil Shol Glino. V'antilo b'neihem eino elo ishuz. So the mechaber is poshut. The mechaber, because the mechaber passes like avnetam. So when Gemara says ichum that lo ishonu that nitilas yadayim umtzoyim is ishuz elo b'tavshil b'tavshil, it means even a tavshil shel glino after a tavshil shel bosor, it doesn't require anything. Not even nitilas yadayim. Avo b'tavshil b'glino chemo. So according to avnetam means. That if you eat dvino after tafshil shel boso, so then you have to make it yosidai. That's all. But Rashbam is chilek, and he says that b'tafshil. So means b'tafshil shel boso, b'tafshil shel boso, or tafshil shel b'tafshil shel dvino, tafshil shel dvino. So that's reshus. And bintavshil b'vino chaybo means bintavshil shel boso likuvino shel ifonov chaybo. Bintavshil shel boso likuvino shel ifonov chaybo. But tavshil shel boso likuvino shel achov, you have to wait 6 hours. Suda acheres, matelo suda acheres. So now the question is, what does... So the Rashbam says... אומר רבי שמואל דמיילי בשניים של בוסו, שניים של גבינו, אבל בתפשיל של בוסו, לגבינו של חוב, לגבינו של פונוב חייבו, אבל לגבינו של אחוב לקומה, לגבינו של אחוב לקומה, ואפילו בנטיל הסיודיים בוסו להחיל, עד סוגה חרס, so if he ate, so in other words, so the Rashbam says in so many words, that if one ate, תפשיל של בוסו, and then he wants to eat Gvino Mamesh, he has to wait 6 hours. Now, here he says, V'yesh matzvichem nitile. What does it mean, matzvichem nitile? In the case of Ochal Tafshil Shel Boso. Ochal Tafshil Shel Boso. So, in order to eat what? After that, Gvino. So it's not matzvichem nitile, then he has to wait 6 hours. Sudachas. Now, the V'yesh matzvichem nitile, so the cross says, V'fir Rabbi Nishmuel Shom. He dafke mishneim shel boso, he shel gvino hu da'ava nishus. But if he eats first, if he eats a tafshil shel gvino, and then he wants to eat boso, so then he has to be nitel shelo. So the Rashbam has reference to a case where first he eats a tafshil shel gvino. And then he wants to eat boso manish, he has to wash his hands, and that's all. But the Ramo has referenced to the case where he ate not the tafshil shel glino. After all, the Ramo has referenced to the lashon of the Mechaber, and the Mechaber has referenced to the case where first he ate the tafshil shel boso. So the Mechaber said, mutalech achov tafshil shel glino, and he doesn't even have to wash his hands. So he says, v'yeish matzvichim nitile, that if he ate a tafshil shel boso, and then he wants to eat a tafshil shel vino, so he has to wash his hands. So if he ate a tafshil shel vino, so he has to wash his hands, even if he wants to eat, boso itself. And then, if he ate the tafshil shel boso, so if he wants to eat after the tafshil shel boso gvino itself, he has to wait 6 hours. But if after the tafshil shel boso, he wants to eat a tafshil of gvino, so then there is a chaybo. According to Rashbam Shiki, v'yish matzrich nitil. So that means that the Ramo is cheshish for Rashbam Shiki. Now let's see. V'shuvin shel boso, dinei ki boso ha'chmir, v'no agwa achshav ha'chmir, שלא ילאכל גבינו אחת תף של בוסו כמו יחבוש הרצמי, הוא שיטה הזדה, זה אצל רשבם שיטה, ואין לי שלו, ואין לי שלץ, ולבחית גדר, ולבחית גדר. מי הוא, אם אין בוסו ביטפשי, רק שנצבא שהוא בידירו, של בוסו, מוטר לאחל אחוב בינו, ואין במיני לאחל, וכן נהגי לאחל, בוסו, אחר תפשיל, שיש בי, גבינו יכול. So the Ramor passed in the Rashbam sheet. Now, what does Rashbam say? The Rashbam says that if you want to eat Gvino Mamesh after the Tavshis of Boso, you have to eat 6 hours. So that's one thing that the Rashbam says. And then the Rashbam also says that if you want to eat, if you ate the Tavshis of Boso, and then you want to eat the Tavshis of Gvino, so you have to make it Tavshidai. Now the third thing that Rashbam says, if you ate the tafshil of gvino, and then you want to eat boson itself, you have to make it tzedak. Now he says, v'chein ne'agi le'echeil, so v'chein ne'agi le'echeil boson, acha tafshil sheyesh bei gvino oichol. Miyu. So he says, Vinoah Achshav Lachmir, Shalom Leachil Vinoah Tafshil Boso, Kmo Yachabosa Ratzme. That's the Rashbam Shikr. And then he says, Vichein Neyagin, Leachil Boso, Achatafshil Sheyesh Beit Vino, Oichol, Miu Yesh Mitteo Yodov Bineyem. So, after a tafshil of gvino and cholo, he is allowed to eat neyagin lechel bosor acha tafshil sheyesh be gvino or cholo, miu yesh litel. In other words, even though the Rambo before mentioned the yesh machmirin afilu bosor acha gvino, so even those machmirin, they do not go so far to be machmir, to wait after a tafshil of gvino. That not. Even those who are machmir in waiting 6 hours for boso after gvino, but so they are only machmir in waiting 6 hours for boso mamish after gvino. But he says, v'chein yagin lechil boso achar tafshil sheyesh bei gvino cholo. Only after gvino itself they are samu machmir, but after a tafshil of gvino, no one is machmir. Miu yeshlitel yodav bineyem. Miu yeshlitel yodav bineyem. Vaapilu lo yeichal boso mamesh. Rak tafshil shel boso, ach tafshil shel gvino in yodav miyod. Vichei, no, then he says, shamosh hamishamish bisude. Vinigi abeichri, eini tzorech nitilet, litzricho nitilet rak liyachlo. Besyosef b'shem Rashi. But this is very strange, this Besyosef. The Beis Yosef mentions the name of Rashi, that he's a waiter, he handles food, so he doesn't have to wash his hands, even though he served, let's say, meat food, and then now he wants to serve milk food, so he doesn't have to wash his hands. And Beis Yosef mentions that in the name of Rashi, but this Beis Yosef is very strange. The Shach, he is raising the question against the Beis Yosef. Rashi doesn't even discuss the question of Posach Cholo. Rashi discusses the question of Nitilas Yedayim Lifoneo. So Rashi says to the Tshuva that if someone, even though one is mechuyev to wash his hands before he eats pas, but if somebody is a waiter, he doesn't eat pas, he just serves pas, he doesn't have to wash his hands. What bearing does this have?